Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
You sound all excited.
Well, I am. I just figured out what my life work's going to be. Oh, well, could you close the door before you tell me?
Well, sure, Mom.
I'm going to be a newspaper man, and then I'm going to be a foreign correspondent, and I'm going to take pictures of wars and enlighten the world and everything.
Well, that's a far cry from wanting to be a jalopy race driver.
I'm not kidding. We heard this neat guy speak in assembly, and he's a reporter, and he talked like a real guy. Well, not just like some guy speaking to kids.
I see. Aren't you a little young to be a foreign correspondent?
Sure, I know that. But the guy says he can't start out too early in the newspaper business. Well, this guy had a paper route when he was younger than I am. And now he gets to meet important people, and he has a police raid on his car and everything.
Well, Beaver, you know, you did have a paper route. You gave it up.
I know. But, gee, when you're in the fifth grade, you don't think much about enlightening the world and all that junk.
Poor Mom. Beaver, where are you going?
Well, down to the newspaper office. I heard in school that some kid gave up his paper route, and I want to be the first guy down there to get the job.
Beaver?
Well, I'll be home for supper, Mom. And make sure you tell Dad what I'm going to do with my life.
Will dinner be ready?
As soon as Beaver gets home.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hey, when will dinner be ready, Ma?
As soon as Beaver gets home.
Isn't he back yet?
Back from where?
Well, the kid who had our paper out went away to boarding school, and Beaver went down to see if he could grab the job.
Well, he didn't waste any time.
Now, he wanted to grab it before the kid flunked out and was sent home.
I hope Beaver gets the job. He was so excited. Hello, Beaver.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
You didn't get it.
I'll say I didn't get it. They gave a job to some new kid who moved in the neighborhood.
Well, maybe you got there first.
I'll say he did. He got excused in the last period in gym because he gave the coach some big deal about his feet hurting, and then he ran all the way down there.
Well, that's a break, Steve. Now, see, if you'd have thought up that idea about having sore feet, you would have had the job.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have cheated. Boy, some way I'm going to get that job away from that kid.
Now, just a minute, Beaver. I don't want you to start using any of his tactics.
But Dad always said you should never give up.
Well, but Beaver, you also have to use good judgment.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking of some good judgment to use. Like a punch in the nose.
Beaver, eat your breakfast.
No, thanks, Mom. I don't feel like eating anything.
Come on, Pee-wee, you've got to eat something. If you don't, your stomach will be empty and it'll start making those sounds at school and you'll be sent out of the room again.
Eat up, Beaver. If you don't, you'll never be another Mickey Mantle.
But if I was Mickey Mantle, I wouldn't be worried about a paper route. I'd just be worried about how to spend all the money I was making.
Beaver, why are you so anxious to get this job?
Well, for one thing, with the money I was going to make, I was going to go halves with Richard on a surfboard. And for another thing, I figured while I was driving around delivering the papers, I'd be building up my legs for track.
Beaver, you can build up your legs by just riding around.
Well, maybe he figures he can build his legs and his bank account up at the same time.
Yeah. Besides that, people know you're somebody if you got a job. Last year, Richard worked in the market, and he got to wear a pencil behind his ear, and he got to wear an apron. He got to walk all the way over there to school just to look at him.
Look, Beaver, the other kids already got the job, so why don't you just give it up?
No, sir, I'm not going to give up. Maybe the other kid will goof up and they'll fire him. Hey, Dad, maybe you could call the newspaper office and tell him the kid who got the job cheated.
What are you asking Dad to call him up for? Why don't you call him yourself?
Gee, a kid can't squeal on another kid. That's for grown-ups.
Well, there's no such thing, Beaver. You just eat your breakfast.
Okay. But the way my stomach feels,
I bet it makes noises in school anyways.
We'll discuss it later, Beaver. I have to get to the office.
Beaver, ever since you got home from school this afternoon, you've been running in and out and leaving that door open.
I know, Mom. I've been waiting to see if the paper got here yet. Have you seen it?
No, I've been putting the linen away. Your father probably has it.
Bet he doesn't. Dad, have you seen tonight's paper yet?
No, I looked for it when I got home. I guess it hasn't come yet.
Good. Now you can call the newspaper office up and tell them what crummy service you're getting.
Beaver.
And then you can tell them you just happen to know a boy who delivered the papers real good. Me.
Now, look, son, don't get any ideas like that. This boy is new on the route, and it's going to take him a while to learn it.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Babe.
See the paper up there?
The paper?
No, I didn't see it. The new paper boy hasn't got it here yet.
Yeah? Well, I don't even think he's on his way.
I just came from the park and didn't see the paper guy all the way over here.
Boy,
I'll bet I still get that paper out. And when I do, I'm going to chip in with you and buy that neat surfboard we saw in the sporting goods store.
Yeah, well, I've got to get a job, too, if I want that surfboard. You know, I figured if I saved the money from my allowance, I'd be 28 before I could get one.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Mr. Cleaver. Hey, Dad. Well, our paper isn't here yet, and Richard just came all the way over from the park, and he didn't see a paper all the way.
Oh?
Number of the newspaper office is KL46287.
Beaver, I explained to you about the paper boy being new on the route.
Yeah? Are you looking for the paper?
Well, I think Beaver's more concerned about it than I am.
No, I got it right here.
That's nice paper?
Yeah, it came early. Boy, you know, that new paper boy's really on the ball.
Thanks, Wally.
You know, I once heard of a kid who made his own surfboard.
Come to think of it, though, he was a Hawaiian kid.
So long, Richard.
Yeah, so long, Pete.
Frankly, I'm not going to put up with this kind of service much longer.
But in the beginning, the service was so good, it's rather hard to understand.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's kind of like marriage.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know, the first few weeks, the bride's all lipstick and makeup. And then one morning, a man comes downstairs, bingo, old house coat and hair curlers.
I don't think I appreciate the comparison.
Oh, it never applied to you, dear. Your hair looks like it never saw a curler.
Thank you very much.
Shall we change the subject?
Did the paper come yet, Dad?
No, not yet.
Are you going to call the guy at the newspaper office?
Hello? Yes, well, just a moment, Fred. It's Fred Rutherford. He wants to talk to you about the new water coolers at the office.
Look, Beaver, you go out front, wait for the paper boy, and when he comes, tell him I want to see him.
Just a moment, Fred.
Oh, are you going to clobber him, Dad?
No, I'm not going to clobber him. I just want to tell him we're not happy with the service. Yes, Fred?
But, Dad, if you tell him that, he'll start delivering the papers good, and I'll never get the job.
Just a minute, Fred. No, Fred, no, you're not upsetting me. Look, Beaver, I'm merely trying to be fair.
But how can it be fair to a guy you don't even know? And to me, a guy you've known all my life.
Well, would you just go out and wait for the paper boy? I know you'll feel a lot better for helping him keep his job than you would for helping him lose it.
Yes, Dad.
Hello, Fred. Oh, no, you're not interrupting the thing. I can't think of anything I'd rather do than discuss water coolers.
Okay, kid, wait. My father wants to see you. Beaver, what's the matter with you? Nothing. I thought you were the paper boy.
Oh, him. You gonna beat him up?
No, I'm not allowed to beat him up. I'm just allowed to wait for him. I'm gonna take him in the house with my dick and tell him what a rotten job he's doing delivering the papers.
Well, look, it'd be a lot easier if you just called up the newspaper office and had him fired.
Yeah, I know. But I guess I'd feel better if I didn't have him fired.
Yeah, well, I think you'd feel a lot better if you could get his job so we could get that surfboard.
Yeah, I know, but... Hey, isn't that our paper boy?
Well, yeah, that's him. Hey, the paper landed in the flower bed.
Come on, you. My dad wants to talk to you.
What?
Come on.
Let go of me.
Slug him, Beeb, and we'll drag him in the house.
Are you coming or not?
Let go!
Slug him, Beeb.
Hey, come on. Give it to him, Beeb. Come on. What? What? Come on, Beeb. Come on, give it to him, Bean. Come on, let's go. Another time. Come on, give him to him, Bean. Go, come on.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. A good old paper boy.
I'll get even with you, you mean kid.
Hey, wait a minute, wait.
Hey, Beef, what's the matter with you?
What do you mean, what's the matter with me?
Fighting with a girl. You're in big trouble.
Yeah, but Richard, you said...
Uh-oh. Boy, wait till she tells her parents. I'm sure glad I didn't get messed up in this.
See ya, Beeb.
Hey, Richard, you come back here.
Beaver, what in the world happened to you?
I fell down.
You fell down?
Yeah. I fell down when I got in a fight with a certain person.
What certain person?
The certain person who delivers our papers.
The paper boy?
Well, he wasn't exactly a...
Well, look at Beaver. He had a fight with a paper boy.
Beaver, I told you to leave that boy alone, didn't I?
Yes, sir, but it was dark out.
Well, I know very well it's dark out. That has nothing to do with your getting in a fight.
But me getting in a fight was kind of your fault.
My fault?
Well, yes, sir. You see, you told me to bring him in here so you could talk to him, but he didn't want to talk. And Richie was there, and then next thing I knew, I was fighting with the paper boy.
Beaver, do you really think that's a good excuse?
No, sir. But it's the only one I got.
Come on, Beaver. Come on. You go on upstairs and get washed.
Yes, Mom.
What I think is disgraceful. Newspapers shouldn't hire little bullies like that. Well, Beaver was just carrying out your orders.
Hello, Mayfield Press?
You calling the paper?
Well, it was bad enough when the boy couldn't get our paper here on time. Now this fight with Beaver, I've had just about enough. May I speak to the circulation manager, please? Well, when will he be in? Would you ask him to call me? Ward Cleaver, KL5763.
Wasn't he in?
They said he wasn't.
You think he just didn't want to talk to you?
No, I don't know. Could be that we Cleavers are just a little too much for those newspaper people.
You know, Bean, you don't look too bad. Especially after getting beat up. Or was he, a little guy?
No, he wasn't a little guy.
Well, he couldn't have been too big of a guy, and you wouldn't look that good.
No, he wasn't a big guy.
Oh, he was just about the same size as you are?
No.
Beaver, the guy had to be some size.
No, if the guy wasn't a guy.
Huh?
It was a girl.
You mean the paper boy's a girl?
Yeah.
And you got in a fight with her?
Yeah, but I didn't know she was a girl.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well, you see what? She had on jeans and a cap, and it was pretty dark out.
And you didn't know the difference, huh?
Not at first, but when we fell down, she didn't slug us on as a boy.
Hey, Beaver.
Getting in a fight with a girl. It's just about the worst thing a guy can do.
Yeah, I know it is.
You get in a fight with a guy, well, waits for you after school and you get it over with, but it's not that way with a girl.
We got it over with.
Oh, yeah? That's what you think.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what crybabies girls are.
Oh, she didn't cry.
Yeah, they're the worst kind. She'll probably wait till she gets home and then bust out bawling like crazy. She'll be a real red blanket case.
Yeah. And then her father will want to know what's the matter.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, he'll be over here wanting to talk to Dan.
Yeah.
You know, Beef, I think you better go down and tell Dad what's happened before he finds out from somebody else.
I can't tell Dad I was fighting with a girl.
Okay, it's up to you. I was just telling you for your own good.
Boy, oh boy. How come every time something's my own good, I always end up getting clobbered?
See Mr. Cleaver.
Hey, you're the paper boy, girl, aren't you?
Yeah, and you're the big coward that goes around hitting girls.
Listen, I didn't know you were a girl.
You're not only a coward, you're a dumb coward. Look, I don't even want to talk to you. I want to see your father.
Oh, well, you don't want to see him right now, do you?
Look, are you going to get him for me or not?
What if I told you he wasn't home?
And what if I told you I didn't believe you? Would you start beating me up again?
Okay, I'll get him.
Hey, what's going on here?
Dad, this is our paper boy.
Our paper boy?
Mr. Cleaver?
Yes?
I've come to collect for the paper.
Oh, I see. Beaver, is this the paper boy? The paper girl you had the fight with?
Yes, Dad.
But it doesn't matter, Mr. Cleaver. He didn't hurt me. Could I collect now, please?
Of course you can. But would you come in first? I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Right in here. Just sit down. All right. There we are.
Thank you. And here's your receipt.
Thank you. Young lady, we haven't been too happy about the service we've been receiving.
Yes, sir?
Now, I don't want to upset you, but time and time again, I found the paper in the flower beds or up in the tree or in the neighbor's yard.
Well, gee, Dad, girls can't throw as good as boys can.
Thank you, baby. Now, I realize this is not an easy job for a girl, but the paper's been late, too. As a matter of fact, here lately it's been coming way after dark.
I know it has.
Oh, now, please, I don't want you to cry.
Boy, Jen, now what you did.
I was just delivering the papers for my brother.
What?
Right after he got the job, he got the measles. And so he wouldn't lose it, I've been delivering the papers for him.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that.
And we haven't lived too long, and it's hard to know all the addresses and... Oh,
Dad, I think she's going to be sick.
I'm doing my
best.
What's going on in here?
Dad's yelling at a girl.
I am not yelling at a girl. June, this is our paper boy. I mean, our paper girl. And, well, we seem to have upset her a little bit.
Oh, honey, you poor little thing.
Oh, come on, honey. You come with me.
Now, you mustn't cry anymore.
Hey, what's going on down here?
Too late, Wally. You missed it.
Well, maybe you ought to drive her home, honey.
Well, sure. I'll be glad to.
No, my mother's waiting for me out in the car.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Well, she must wonder what's keeping you.
No, she knows it takes a long time to collect from some people. Well, can I go now?
Well, Tell your brother he can have the measles as long as he wants, and it's okay with me.
You let me go with you,
huh? Mr. Paperboy? What did you do, Beaver? Slugger again?
Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Cleaver. Oh, yeah, would you hold on just a minute, please? Beaver?
Yes, Dad?
Son, I called the newspaper office a little earlier to complain about the delivery service, and I didn't get anyone. Now Mr. Williams is calling back to see what I wanted.
That's him now?
Yeah. Now, Beaver, I'm going to leave this up to you. What do you think I should tell him?
Tell him we have a real good paper boy, Dad.
All right, Beaver, I'll tell him that.
All right, Bee. How'd you make out with your apologizing?
Well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be.
No kidding?
Yeah, I think apologizing to a girl is easier than apologizing to a guy.
How come?
Well, when you apologize to a girl, she figures she has it coming to her. But when you apologize to a guy, well, he's just as embarrassed about it as you are.
No, you're right, Bee. I remember I had a fight with this guy once, and when I was apologizing to him, he got so embarrassed, he pushed me over the hedge.
Hey, B, you want to go someplace and mess around?
I can't. I'm already going someplace. To the beach.
Yeah? With who?
Somebody. I'm getting to use their surfboard, too.
Yeah, well, if you hadn't been such a dummy, you and I could have had our own surfboard.
Yeah, but I didn't get the paper route.
Well, that's because you goofed. If you had told on that creepy girl, you could have gotten the route yourself.
Yeah. Well, see you tomorrow, Richard.
Hi, Beaver. You want to come over and see the new surfboard my brother's going to let us use when we go to the beach?
Yeah, okay. See you, Richard.
Poor Beaver. I used to know him when he was alive.
Up next in TV Land, Petty's Marines. And stay tuned for Gomer Pyle USMC. Twice.
Shazam!
It's the perfect way to enjoy your twice as nice morning.
Perfect dance is perfect dub.
Next, only in TV Land.